Well, Paul, I'm just recalling some of your big knocks this season. 106 with a broken toe at Surrey, 61 with a broken thumb against Yorkshire, and now 50 with split webbing in your left hand. It seems you're like the bionic man. They continually rebuild you, and you continue to go out there and do your job.
Look, it's nice to get runs again. It's probably showing my age. We keep getting broken bones and split webbing. It certainly teaches to catch the ball, put it that way. But yeah, nice to get some runs and, you know, a really valuable lead today. You know, the partnership at the end between Rushy and Graham Onions was fantastic as well. And so it puts us in a good position in the match. But there's still a lot of hard work to do. I think our intensity over the first 2 days has been excellent. And, you know, hopefully we keep putting them under pressure, we can force a win.
You've shown in spells, haven't you, if you can get your head down and grind out runs on this wicket, it can be done, but it's tough. And I mean, the spell this morning where you were facing Jimmy Anderson, who was demon-like, wasn't he, at times?
Yeah, he was. He's an international-class bowler. And, you know, when you've got someone like that with the skills he's got on a wicket, that is, and giving you a bit of assistance, it's got good curry, you're going to have to get through some hard, tough spells. But he isn't here for the next 2 days, which is hopefully going to be a bonus. So they'll have a fresh pair of legs coming in Buck. So, we've got to play our best cricket, hopefully, in the next 2 days and really force a win.
And Paul Coughlan showed some real maturity when he was batting with you today.
He did, yeah. It was important to keep the partnerships going. And really, I thought he played within himself, and it was a sensible knock. And yeah, I was delighted that we managed to put a partnership in like that. It would have been nice for us to get a few more, but you know, I think we would have taken up towards 300 before we went out of bat.
The 41 partnership for the 10th wicket from Graham Onions and Chris Rushworth, I think that's the 80th time Graham's gone in unbeaten with a not out next to his name.
Yeah, it's so valuable, isn't it, to have tail-enders who can go in there and bat. So yeah, I thought it was really important runs down the lower order there, and hopefully one that'll be the difference at the end of the game.
And 87 runs, a sizeable lead on this wicket.
It is, yeah. They've put a good partnership on themselves there late on tonight, so hopefully tomorrow morning we can come out there, fresh pair of legs, and really hit them hard and see if we can take some cluster of wickets, because it seems on this wicket, once you get one, it can... you know, it's very hard for a new batsman to come in and find his feet on that wicket. So there's plenty happening, and there's a bit of turn as well there just starting to happen. So you know, hopefully we can get the 9 wickets tomorrow without having to chase too many.
You're not going to field anymore. Who will replace you? Because I understand Gavin Main has to go off for a second team match. Is that right?
I think John Lewis might come on the field for us. No.
I was going to say, is he registered?
No, I'm not sure, to be honest with you. We might find a local club player to come on and field for us. No, I'm sure we've got a plan somewhere, but I don't know what that plan is at the moment.
I'm just thinking about your injuries over the years. I mean, you've done your shoulder, you've had a knee replacement. There's not much of you that hasn't been affected, really, has it?
Well, I am 40 and I play professional sport, and I dive around in the field and try to be an all-rounder. So I'm going to pick up the fair share of injuries, and it's just a shame now that you know, it just seems that the bones are becoming more brittle for some reason. Obviously, getting older, but hopefully it doesn't keep us off the park for too long, and I can get out there and keep scoring runs.